NYC subway riders attacked, robbed by six women in green leotards. By Paul Bois on October 5, 2022. The New York City crime wave took on a theatrical flavor over the weekend when a gang of six women in neon green leotards robbed two 19-year-olds on the subway. Caught on video, the bizarre crime happened around 2 a.m. on a Times Square subway train and showed six women clad in green jumpsuits beating two 19-year-old women before running off with a purse. One woman appeared to be punching a victim in the face as another woman wrapped her leg around a second victim. "I'm getting off. I'm getting off," one green-clad woman says while walking away. According to the victims, the robbery occurred following a verbal dispute. The suspects also took a cell phone, credit cards, a wallet and other personal items from the victims, police said. The victims refused medical attention, reported VIX TV. Speaking to the New York Post, the mother of one of the victims called the incident absolutely disgusting and called for the attackers' arrests. "Animals belong behind bars," said the mother. "Make an example of them. What happened to the New York City we all loved? Start fixing it now. No arrests have been made." Crime has been steadily rising in New York City despite Mayor Eric Adams' proposed tough-on-crime platform. This past April, the city saw a 36.5% rise in crime while the state's bail reform laws have come under scrutiny. Per Breitbart News. Overall index crime in New York City jumped a staggering 36.5% last month compared to March of 2021 as the state's soft-on-crime bail laws begin to shape the 2022 gubernatorial race. There were 1,267 robberies citywide in March, which is a 48.4% leap from the 854 robberies in March of 2021, while the city tallied 1,044 grand larcenies auto, a 59.4% climb from last year. The New York City Police Department's, NYPD, crime statistics show. Last week, Mayor Eric Adams courted controversy over comments he made knocking a red state like Kansas for having no brand compared to New York. Speaking at a press conference, Adams boasted about New York's rich brand while characterizing people from Kansas as bland with nothing interesting to offer. "We have a brand. New York has a brand. When people see it, it means something," he said. "Kansas doesn't have a brand.